the last several weeks, we've been collecting song dedications for local teachers who rock. And all this week, we're going to be airing those dedications along with all of the messages that we got from students and their parents who want to reach out and say thank you to a local teacher who has had a big impact on them, especially in the last year in the midst of the pandemic and closures and being in class and out of class and online and hybrid and everything else. It's been a crazy year, and all of the teachers in our community stepped up. So we've got Teachers Rock going, and we have to shout out Joel Levy, CPA, who made this possible by sponsoring it. Joel's got over 35 years of experience helping people manage their individual finances plus their business expenses. And as we launch Teachers Rock, the dedications today, we're joined here in the studio by the man himself, Joel Levy. How are you? Good morning.
I'm doing well now that the deadline has passed, or the extended deadline has passed.
Yeah, I was going to say, the second tax deadline passed just the other day. So what has that been like for you? It has to have been just a completely different experience.
Well, it was very odd this year because they did it half-heartedly. Mm-hmm. I mean, they extended the deadline for filing, but there were certain things they did not extend. So theoretically, we had to do the tax returns anyway to figure out what estimated payments had to be due by April 15th, et cetera, et cetera. In addition to which, during the season, the tax laws changed. IRS had to change their computers, and all the software companies had to update theirs. So it's been a pretty interesting tax season.
Yeah, and people come to you because it's difficult enough in any normal tax season, and this year you're keeping up with changes, new administrations, COVID relief programs, more COVID relief programs. How do you do all of that and still support each individual client? Because every client you have is going to have a different package.
That's true, and that has been the challenge. And when COVID hit last year, I immediately looked into what was the best avenue to keep my clients informed, because I couldn't talk to every one of them every single day. And it almost seemed like there were changes coming almost every day. So I did set up a system where we were able to send out information to clients, and periodically I keep sending it. I got another notice from the IRS today of how you can check on your refunds. That's going out to all my personal clients so they can see the options they have to check where their money is, which, of course, they're all concerned with.
Have you gotten good reaction from your clients on that?
Yes, I have. People appreciate that I spend the time and effort and money to give them the information they need, because, as you know, what comes out on the news can be confusing and overwhelming. Mm-hmm. And just because something is good for one person doesn't mean it's the right thing for the other. So every situation has to be looked at separately. So it is extremely challenging, but it's also been exciting to try to keep up and keep things going. And I have gotten some nice comments from clients about them appreciating me keeping them informed.
What's the latest on the COVID relief programs right now?
Well, some of the things that are going on now are the money for the regular PPP has basically run out, but they've got money for shuttered venues, which are the theaters and things, and restaurants, and they're slowly running out of money too. And everyone asks me, is there going to be another PPP? And, you know, my crystal ball hasn't been working lately, so I really don't know. But some of the things that they've proposed that are out there that are good there are credits for employers who allow their employees to go get the vaccine, that they can get credit for giving the time. In addition to which, if they have a reaction to the vaccine, they can get credits for that time off as well. Mm-hmm. So there are things that the government is doing, most of which are good, you know, trying to help the small business and the individual. You know, we won't get into politics, you know, but I never thought that taxes would end up being such a political football, but Apparently it is.
Yeah, so it goes. We're speaking with Joel Levy, CPA. JILCPANC.net is the website. You want to connect with him, you can also call him up. 919-370-7631 is the number. So you're talking about federal relief programs. How about North Carolina relief programs?
Yeah, North Carolina, actually, last year they came out with this credit for kids, for people with kids. And the software companies didn't address it because before the COVID relief, it had no effect. So the governor realized this, and he had extended that plan where families with kids can get, I think it's a $355 credit. And the website is open to be able to apply for that. But the biggest thing to me for North Carolina was they were not going along with the IRS to allow you to deduct the PPP expenses. And they've now come out and said they're going to allow that, which that's huge, because that would have been a big burden on people. And I'm glad they did that.
Yeah. Speaking again with Joel Levy, and I know you work with a lot of local businesses who have been in each individual way struggling to navigate through the last, whatever we're up to now, 14, 15 months, however long it's been, 20 years. How important is it? Like, you're helping them out on the tax side of things. How important is it for just people in the community to just head there and support those businesses?
Oh, I think it's critical. You try to support the restaurants around here. They've gotten hurt really bad, as you know. I mean, you look at Franklin Street and the iconic places that have closed and we're not going to see again, break my heart. Mm-hmm. They sincerely do. And so anyone who has a chance, please go out and support the local businesses. They really need it, especially anything related to the hospitality industry.
Yeah, and we thank you as always for doing that yourself, and also for making Teachers Rock possible, which I know we got a lot of teachers out there that we're going to be supporting and shouting out and giving that little extra boost to this week, and we thank you so much for that, because your help was absolutely essential to making that happen.
I appreciate that, and I support teachers. I think they have a thankless job, and they get it from all sides, and it's nice. I know I like getting a pat on the back, so I'm sure they feel good about that as well.
Well, again, if you want to connect with Joel, you can give him a call, 919-370-7631, 370-7631, or find him online at JILCPANC.net. Joel Levy, making Teachers Rock possible all week long and helping out a lot of local residents and businesses during tax season every year. Thank you, as always, so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron. I appreciate it.
And, of course, stay with us all week long on 97.9 The Hill to hear the Teachers Rock song dedications for local teachers and coaches. Still time to get your dedication in. If you haven't yet, head to chapelboro.com/teachersrock and tell your favorite teacher why you appreciate them this year and every year. Every teacher who gets a dedication is going to get a gift from 97.9 The Hill, Chapel Hill Toffee, and Carborough Coffee Roasters. So all the more reason. Much more as this morning continues up next after this.